everything that I've lost. Thank yeah. you. Thank you, Jesus.
Is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
A lovely good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumba Tailash. The headlines. LCC constructs maternity wing in Kabwata. ERB approves 35 licenses and 15 construction permits. In international headlines, dozens killed in Nigeria fuel tanker explosion. And in sports, Eastern Province Stars under 20 team faces Malawi Central Region. And now the news in detail. The Lusaka City Council LCC has announced the completion of a maternity wing at Kawata Clinic, significantly enhancing access to quality maternity healthcare services for expectant mothers and newborns in the area. LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the new maternity wing is designed to provide accessible, quality and safe maternal healthcare services with the ultimate goal of reducing maternal and infant mortality rates in the city. Ms. Mwamba says the project is funded under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, for the 2023 to 2024 season, which demonstrates the council's commitment to improving healthcare infrastructure in the city. She says the total cost for the construction of the maternity wing amounted to 1,786,159.79 kwacha.
New maternity wing is designed to provide accessible, quality and safe maternal health care services with the ultimate goal of reducing maternal and infant mortality rates in the city. This facility will play a critical role in ensuring that expectant mothers and newborns receive the care they need in a safe and supportive environment. The Lusaka City Council is committed to improving health care services and enhancing the well-being of the Lusaka's residents. The newly constructed maternity wing is a testament of the council's dedication to delivering essential infrastructure services that meet the needs of the community.
The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has approved 35 license applications and 15 construction permits in the petroleum, electricity and renewable energy subsectors, which amounts to the pledge of 6.5 billion kwacha. Public Relations Manager Namukolo Kasumpa says the 35 licenses cover a range of energy-related activities, including 15 manufacture, supply, installation and maintenance of renewable energy-generating equipment, 9 road transportation of petroleum products, 4 distribution, import and export of petroleum products. She says in the electricity and renewable energy subsector, Mamba Solar Energy Limited proposed 118.4 megawatts power over 100 megawatts solar photovoltaic power plant at an appropriate cost of investment of $19 million were approved. Mrs. Kasumpa says the growth in investments highlights the country's favorable regulatory framework and the ERB's efforts to streamline approval processes. Now, the Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency, ZCSA, has urged consumers to develop a habit of reading labels on products as they contain key information on product safety. The agency has seized more used undergarments in Lusaka and Monze valued at more than 20,000 kwacha. ZCSA Executive Director Gerard Chizinga says consumers must read the product labels and report to the agency any suspicious products or suspected foul play by any supplier of products covered by compulsory standards. Mr. Chizinga says the initiative is aimed at promoting consumer protection and product safety education among pupils.
There are standards on product labeling. You look at this product that is before you. That product is labeled in English. The idea is that you must be able to understand. This product is not just about compliance to compulsory standards. It is about securing your well-being as our children and ensuring that the products that you interact with are safe and meet regulatory standards. We recognize that education is a key pillar in achieving long-term change. That is why we have embarked on this journey to empower you with knowledge about safe consumer habits and product safety.
The Minister of Small and Medium Enterprise Development, Elias Mwanga, has reaffirmed government's commitment to promoting and championing the growth of the textile industry in the country. Speaking during the runway show in commendation of Zambia's 61 years of independence, Mr. Mwanga says the textile industry has the potential to generate income and create jobs through art and design. He says the runway show is testament that Zambia's textile industry is growing and the ministry is keen to ensure that the growth is fully actualized through initiatives like SME loans and grants. Meanwhile, Ministry of Youth, Sports and Arts Permanent Secretary Chama Fumbe says arts such as fashion and designing are drivers of the economy and have the potential to create wealth and jobs for the Zambian youth.
The power to create, the power to come up with new ideas. And I think that's where my industry and your industry becomes the industry. So coming up, coming to the point, and to see that business with us and see what our creativity has brought, we are seeing the power of creativity to create new jobs, the power of creativity to grow the economy. For us to create new business opportunities, we need new ideas. Even creativity, technology, opportunity, the collective design, robots, that would be more expensive. That's true. So as we see here, SMEs.
The Citizens First Party says voter registration remains a cornerstone of democratic participation and that the party is concerned with ensuring that every eligible Zambian has access to register and exercise their constitutional right to vote in the upcoming 2026 general elections. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Citizens First CF Party spokesperson Daliso Tembo says the party has mobilized its structures across all 10 provinces through the Mobilization and Campaign Committee to sensitize citizens, especially youths, women and first-time voters on the importance of participating in the registration process. Ms. Tembo says the party is encouraging its members and supporters to assist others within their communities in locating registration centers and verifying their details with the Electoral Commission of Zambia. Days. Agriculture expert Oliver Wulaya has highlighted